Alan Headbutts Makaka, 17th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zemulator for On News. Real, Virginia, USA. Senator Gorilla Allen headbutted a white monkey, one among 100-odd colored people he had been addressing during his political cruise through America, while regaling voter spectators with elaborate explanations of Abu Ghraib jokes from America's ongoing war on terror. The spectators did not understand the explanation of the explained jokes, but laughed, chortled, passed gas, and micturated when Senator Gorilla suddenly ran amok and raced towards a yellow t-shirted figure, one white boy named Makaka Smith, standing out of the colored crowd of Real, Virginia, and headbutted him, thus felling him to death. Senator Gorilla did not stop at that. Having headbutted the white and red and yellow t-shirtish viewfinder lad, the lad saw Senator Gorilla rush towards him, but he saw through a camera's viewfinder, he misjudged the distance and couldn't duck in time. He raced madly towards a fat-assed black woman wearing a macaw plume and raised her skirt to do something horrendously obscene, but like a flash, the macaw woman disappeared, leaving the senator hanging his sorry head in shame. The fat-assed macaw woman remains untraced, despite all our efforts to contact her. Bystanders claim she evaporated slash sublimated in fright on sight. A hue and cry followed the event. When queried, Senator Gorilla clarified, quote, "I got really frustrated with the racist attitudes, or really rural America. I really mean that, okay? Expected this in virgin America. I wanted to bang my head against a wall. This white dude in a yellow t-shirt looked like a wall to me. I didn't know what yellow actually meant. I thought it meant blue. At least that's what my mom told me. Well, maybe she was colorblind, but it was never my intention to insult colors. I realized this soon enough when I saw two black buttocks shimmer in my line of vision. I ran towards them, but they disappeared. I swear those were yellow walls. But, of course, I now have no proof." Unquote. The video and audio were instantly telecast, and within hours they became a controversy. Some real virgins from North America demanded an immediate apology from the media for having misspelled Senator Godzilla's name as Gorilla. But all acknowledged it was too late to change Google's cached memory. The media was quickly forgiven. Later in the day, Senator Godzilla issued a press notice blaming his North African mama for having named him so ambiguously androgynous and hypocriticalistically opportunistic with a rurally exploiting proclivity for derisively disgusting people to narrow racistic end, with monies full of pockets laughing to the bank of embezzled, laundrificating dollars stolen from realistic innocent people with no brains or times to but laugh at racistic jokes are us. This has been Reverend Zemulator for On News. Thank you for suffering massively on this one.